Hello, and welcome to The Happiest of Hours, presented by Mox & Cox. This podcast is part of our journey to share experiences in the world where drinkers, alcohol-free folks, and the sober curious can coexist. We started our mission to create a space where everyone gets to have the same experience, regardless of what's in their glass, to show people it's okay to go out into the world, to the same events, and have the same great time.
We know how that looks different for everyone. Everyone is different. We just want to stop making it weird.
I'm Katie.
I'm Bridget.
And we're Mox & Cox.
Nailed it.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Katie.
Welcome back. It's been so long.
It's been an absurd amount of time.
And we know it.
We know it. But taking breaks is important.
Self-care is a sport.
Something like that.
And we're into it. My name is Katie. I am the mocktail to this duo.
My name is Bridget. I'm the cocktail to this duo.
If you're just joining us, you've never been on season one or heard season one, you should go back and check her out. But this is season two.
We're back. We're ready. I'm
but
so excited.
But only season two because like that was the break.
That was, yeah. I mean, but to be fair, I think it was, we'd already had, it was 23 episodes. It wasn't like, hey, how... Where
yeah,
do we go from here?
Like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, it was. We had a full season of episodes.
We did, but we also did not announce we were leaving. Mm. So people are like, "Well, that idea fizzled."
Didn't. But we
arguably we've been busier on the break than we were when before.
Right.
Yeah.
But we will announce at the end of season two, before season three, we will make sure that we actually inform people.
So nobody's worried about us. Yeah. We do appreciate the people that did reach out.
Look at you are listening. Although, and we had an event a couple weeks ago, and multiple people came up to me and said, "I was just listening to you."
Like, how are you not caught up? Cassie did say to me Wednesday night, she was
like, "Is Cassie still catching up?"
She was like, "Oh, I just listened to the one about my book club." And I was like, "Cassie, that was like 7 months ago."
I know.
She was like, no, the book club I was talking about is this week. And I was like, "Wait, you plan that far ahead for book clubs?"
Jesus Christ. I don't even plan the day of. I missed our last book club because I didn't know.
This is why I love Cassie. She also lays out her outfits for important events. Oh. And I'm sure she's a packer way before vacation. We love her, though. We love her.
It makes the world go round.
We love people like Cassie.
We need people like Cassie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The fly by the seat of the pants is not as...
Oh, that's funny. We haven't even talked about that.
No. Oh, a lot has happened.
So much has happened.
It's been a busy couple of weeks.
Yeah, so let's give you a little bit of a recap.
Should we start over with why we're here? Or no?
Yeah, let's go to why we're here. You go.
You
go on.
No, slow down.
Let me catch up.
No, just real quick, why we'd started this.
Real quick. 45 minutes later.
We're really good at the intros. Just ask us. But real quick, why we'd started Mox & Cox almost a year ago now.
So excited.
I know. I'm very
excited.
And
where the hell does a year go?
Oh my God. Right? So I'm very excited. We're coming up on a year. So we started this venture almost a year ago because Katie had stopped drinking. I had not. And we wanted to show the entire world that it didn't matter, that we were able to do the exact same things regardless of whether or not she was drinking alcohol or not. And we have been on a mission ever since. We go to really fun places. We have, a lot of fun drink choices to share with people. We regularly do shake-offs, but it's really just to inform the world that you get to do the same exact things.
I'm going to say it.
Regardless. Yeah, go ahead.
We're just two Wisconsin girls.
I mean...
We're just two Wisconsin gals.
There it is.
Trying to make not drinking not weird.
We are. It's not making it weird. It's nobody's business. And it's been really, really cool to watch that evolve. Anyway.
I love that you hate gals. Do you think you would love the Golden Girls if they called it Golden Gals?
No.
Oh, really?
I mean,
I kind of like the word gal.
I like the shoulder up when you say
it. I kind of like the word gal.
When you say it.
I mean, I'm nothing if not animated.
Anyway, welcome to season two.
Welcome to season two of the Happiest of Hours podcast by Mox and Cox.
We are so happy to be here.
We didn't even know how happy we were until these babies came back out.
Right. I mean, it is one of our happiest places
it's
doing
the happiest
this.
Of ours.
It is.
Yeah.
We are very excited and very happy every time we get to do this.
And we get to try new stuff.
I know.
So one of the things, well, our biggest thing, mm-hmm. I guess, is that we try a lot of non-alcoholic options so you don't have to. It's an expensive endeavor to look into and try new non-alcoholic options. There are hundreds now, mm-hmm. possibly thousands mm-hmm. of products out on the market. More every day. We love that. We love it about the industry. We love it about the trends. We love it about all the restaurants and the grocery stores and the liquor stores and everybody trying new or bringing in new product. It's expensive.
It is. And we do that so that other people don't have to.
Yeah.
And
arguably there's some
really bad stuff. We have tasted some terrible stuff. We put some awful things in our mouths, but we do it as a service to the public. Yeah. And while we don't necessarily call out the bad stuff, the reason we do it is to highlight the really good stuff.
Yes.
And so we have
with the places that we visit.
Yes. Yep. We highlight the really good stuff, the really good places, and we do that work so that other people don't have to. And more importantly, we do it so we can also get you some coupons.
Yeah. So we are starting today. Now here's the deal with us trying stuff. Mm-hmm. Is we do try it on air. We do not tell people what we're trying until we like it.
Yep.
Because we just really don't want to deter anybody from continuing to create things.
Right.
I mean, we don't think we're big enough that we're like, you know.
You're terrible.
We don't think we're big enough that we're like, you know, turning the trend one way or the other. But
not yet.
We're not interested in
throwing people under the bus for trying really hard.
Yep, that's right. That's right. So we do have a sampler pack.
We're so excited.
Do we try all?
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do it.
We're doing it.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that these are the cutest cans on earth.
And they feel so good in your hand.
They're rubber.
Yeah, they're rubber.
If you don't know what that is,
check out our Instagram.
Check out our Instagram at Mox and Cox. And
Katie and I love to fondle a good can.
Would you like to try the Bee's Knees, the South Side, the Sidecar, or the Ward 8 first?
I'll try the Ward 8.
Okay, that is a smoky citrus drink with notes of apple, orange, and cherry.
Giggity.
I'm going to try the Bee's Knees. Now, we are trying these over ice. Bridget refuses to taste anything warm anymore.
That's a good policy
according to people I love, it enhances the flavor profile if you have ice.
You'd think that it would be good enough that I just want to not drink it warm.
Yeah, you would. Okay, I'm going to smell it.
Mine smells amazing.
Mine does too. Okay, so I'm trying the Bee's Knees bright lemon flavor and lightly sweet with hints of honey and juniper.
And I am trying a smoky citrus drink with notes of apple, orange, and cherry.
This one smells really good.
Mine smells better. I haven't even smelled yours yet. I just know that mine smells so good.
Oh, that is so good. Mm. That's a really pretty color.
It was like exactly what I was hoping it was going to be.
Oh, good. That is not what your face said.
It is, though.
Let me try.
It is, though.
Okay, so I'm going to try. What am I trying?
You're trying the Ward 8 smoky citrus drink.
Oh,
with notes
God,
of-
it smells like a... like a cherry Ludens?
I assure you it doesn't taste like a cherry Ludens.
Oh, shit. That's good.
Oh, this one is too.
Oh, this tastes kind of like Christmas.
This one tastes like it should be next to a pool.
Mm-hmm. This one should be in like a punch bowl at...
This one's very good.
Your white Christmas themed party.
I love white Christmas.
Oh, me too.
It's just the best.
I want to come back as Vera Ellen. Oh, now we can tell because they're amazing.
They're great.
These are also cans that could be mixed with liquor if you wanted.
Yeah, could.
Like I would imagine that the one you had would be really good with like bourbon.
Would be amazing with,
right?
Yep.
And this one would be an easy vodka.
This one would, they would be, but that would be spiritless or not. Like they would be great with a, you know, a liquor alternative too.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
I would
this one would be really good with tequila. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
We should try that. We got it.
I'm looking at it even.
So this is called Blind Tiger.
We love Blind Tiger now.
We love Blind Tiger. We loved them before because they sent us a coupon code for you guys.
They did.
For 15% off, which
is
amazing.
So delicious. Mm. We'll make sure to put that.
This is like
that's really good.
Like a yummy marg.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The bee's knees is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This was great.
Blind Tiger.
Love
you.
Love you.
Love you, Blind Tiger.
And we're going to tell everybody.
Pretty sure that they are female owned.
I'm also pretty sure that these are about to go in our subscription boxes.
100%.
And they're local to the folks in Erie, Pennsylvania.
I mean, really, everybody is local to somebody. Buy local. The folks in Erie, Pennsylvania. I love you. Erie, run right out. Okay, so this one. I've got Sidecar in my hand.
Oh, this one. I mean, they do. So the story goes that this drink was created to honor. So mine, the Ward 8. The story goes this drink was created to honor Boston's Ward 8, a district that historically delivered a winning margin in the election of powerful Democratic boss in 1898. And then it goes on to give you directions on how to enjoy it, including if you want to add a spirit of your choice.
Mine, the Bee's Knees, is truly a classic Prohibition cocktail. The phrase Bee's Knees was later applied to people or things that were considered the best or at the height of excellence. It was invented to help mask the taste of bathtub gin through the addition of honey and lemon.
I wonder if we could throw some gin in that.
Ooh.
We have a really good...
Well, Bee's Knees must be a gin drink, huh?
Ritual gin. Uh-huh. Oh my God, ritual gin.
So good.
I don't even like gin.
We're going to try that together.
And I love ritual gin.
Well, the beauty of these is you could use... This would be like a perfect thing to put on a bar.
Yes.
Yes. With ritual gin or... Yes. Tequila or whatever, mm-hmm. your alternative, your ritual alternative, and right next to it, you're fully leaded.
Yep.
And just let people choose.
Yes.
I'm going to a graduation party tonight. I'm curious.
Are you going to take some curious?
No, I'm going to take something.
You see what I did there?
You did. I did see what you did there. Oh, God. We got to talk about that event,
too. We got to talk about that event, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And curious.
So many things. Yeah, I'm going to a graduation party tonight, and I'll be curious if they have any non-alcoholic stuff.
Do you know the people?
Yeah. Arguably, if you get invited to a graduation party, you know the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, whatever. If they don't, I'm going to go and get it out of my car. I'm going to bring my own. But it'll be interesting to see.
12.
Blind Tiger. We love you.
Yeah. Love you. Can't wait to share you with everybody.
Yeah. We're going
to
share you with everybody. We're going to put you in our subscription boxes. All of the cans. Did we only get the variety pack?
Yeah.
Did we get like only get cans of the variety pack?
Yeah.
Which is great. But they're like Roaring Twenties Art Deco branding.
It's amazing.
It's so cute.
Yep. This is just the beginning for our relationship with Blind Tiger. I can feel it.
I can feel it too. And I'm also rubbing the can right this second as we speak.
You do love to fondle a can.
Okay.
We all know how this that is.
This is why we can't record a video.
Oh, what would it be like if we had professional cameras? Then we'd have that on camera. And it's bad enough that I have to sit here and watch it.
Watch me fondle cans. Okay. We love you, Blind Tiger. I think that's been clear. So we also have the sidecar and the south side. The south side is refreshing mint and lime blended with hints of juniper. And sidecar, a balance of sweet and sour with notes of orange, lemon, brandy, and bitters.
So that'll be an interesting look like they would be. So the south side is also one to mix with gin. And the sidecar, they recommend your favorite cognac.
Okay.
And who amongst us doesn't have a favorite cognac?
Like, how many have you tried that, like, you picked a favorite? That
you picked it. Like, I'd like to ask anybody on the street if they can name a cognac
or if they can spell it,
let alone many cognacs to have to a fave.
Have a fave.
The best part. I'm gonna let this one go at this point.
Yeah.
Regardless,
but you could do bourbon with that and a bourbon or whiskey alternative, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
We're going to try it.
Sweet and sour with orange, lemon, brandy, and bitters. Fuck
sounds
yeah.
like old fashioned.
Yeah.
This Blind Tiger. Almost Wild Tiger. Wow. I have a really funny story about this. Dale's going to kick my ass, but it's so funny. I feel like Blind Tiger is maybe going to have a two-part mocktail tasting.
I think it is because there's two more.
Because there's two more that we should really try, and we should try them with the alternatives. Have you ever heard of Miranda Lambert's White Liar?
The song?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. This is like before we had kids and we were road tripping with the dogs or something. I don't even remember. Dale was singing. Who doesn't sing in the car very often? He was like, White Lion. So now every time it comes on, I tell the kids, I'm like, well, your dad thinks this says White Lion. So it's now White Lion.
That's fabulous. Poor Dale.
Oh,
poor Dale.
Mm.
White Lion. So much has happened in
the last. So we're going to do a recap. This is going to be a recap review of our break.
Okay.
Our unscheduled break.
But are we going into all of it or just the happy stuff?
Maybe we should give a little bit of a reason.
A little context. Okay.
So we did take a break, if you haven't noticed. If you're like Cassie and you haven't quite caught up yet, then when you get here.
Hey, Cassie.
Hey, Cassie. We love you.
She's going to get this around Christmas.
My brother, though, was like, hey, what happened to did you take this stuff off Spotify? And I was like, no.
Oh, so you just listen on Spotify?
That's cute. We're still here.
We're still here. We didn't leave. To be fair, we have not had a single break in 10 months. That's a lot.
It is.
That's a lot. That's not nothing.
It's not nothing.
And so that happens. But as it turns out, life happens. And
what did we say about life? It gets very lifey.
It's very lifey. That's true. And so we take a break.
Mm-hmm. We don't work sick.
We don't work sick.
And it's the number one rule.
And that applies to everything.
Mm-hmm.
It applies to you. It applies to your family. It applies to your physical health, your mental health. It does not, it applies to everything.
Absolutely. So we took a little bit of an unexpected hiatus. And unexpected is a stretch probably, but we just really didn't have a chance. We didn't know the break was coming. And mm-hmm. so we didn't have a chance on the podcast to be like, hey, we're going into season two. Wait a few weeks.
Right.
Peace.
Yep.
We didn't do that.
We wish we had, but
for sure. We also did post that we are going into season two, mm-hmm. but not everybody sees that.
Right.
Which I guess.
Okay.
You should probably follow us.
Follow us.
And up in the left-hand corner, you can favorite us.
There you go.
So you always know. But shit happens. That's it.
Shit happens.
Yep.
Yep.
And we are back.
Yeah.
So, but in the meantime, we had lots of stuff going on.
We did.
As far as Mox and Cox goes.
We did. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, in the midst of all of it, we still did pull off some of this other stuff, which is kind of wild to me when I think about it now. Uh-huh. So what had initially kicked off our break was I had unexpectedly lost my dog that I had for 14 and a half years. Mm-hmm. And that took time and
energy.
And, you know, we only had a week between a diagnosis and her leaving us. And in that week, it was 24/7 care. And there was not room for anything. Mm-hmm. And it was actually a tremendous amount of perspective for me that nothing else mattered.
Yeah.
And, you know, it hurts and it's terrible. And I am not the first one or the last one. And it will happen to me again. But it was the worst week ever. And you take a break.
Yeah. It's so interesting to know the perspective that something like that gives you. Mm-hmm. Where on a normal day, you think that the world will stop without you. Mm-hmm. You cannot take a break from work. You can't call in sick. You can't do this until something like that happens. And everything takes a back seat and the world keeps spinning. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, shit, we're all expendable.
Absolutely.
I don't mean that in like a expendable,
no,
like,
true.
I don't mean that in like, oh my God, I'm expendable at work or whatever. But like the world does continue to move on when stuff like that happens and you're not available. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you aren't important. It doesn't mean that you don't have a ripple effect every day, but it does give you an amount of perspective that I think people probably need, that you are allowed to take a step back.
Yeah.
And while this was thrown at me, I did not have the opportunity to make that choice. During that week, I didn't care about anything else.
Yeah.
Like, didn't.
Yeah.
Everything else, I was like,
I've talked to a lot of other people too, that when they get a cancer diagnosis, when somebody in their family gets ill, when, tragedy strikes, it just gives you such great perspective.
It does.
And sometimes the universe just gives you those things to remind you that maybe we should take a step back and take care of ourselves.
Yep. And so we do.
And we did.
And we did.
And we were proud of ourselves for doing that.
We were. We were very proud of ourselves. And, you know, while we did take a break from this portion, because this does take a lot of work.
It does.
This is a lot of work.
I can't believe we're not the smartest and most efficient people about it, because we don't have anything in the hopper.
No. And we churn and burn. So, and we do all of the work ourselves. So like, it's
somebody who also does a podcast was like, wait a minute, this is going to come out Tuesday. It's like, yeah, it's Friday. It's coming out Tuesday.
Right. I mean, and so it is, it's a lot of work.
I mean, we don't do it the most efficiently. We could.
We do what we do. We genuinely like it.
And we do.
Like, I genuinely like the work of it. Like, that's fun. I never
it's just
thought,
a lot of time.
It's just a lot of time.
Yeah.
But I never would have expected like that would be me.
Yeah.
But I do. I like it. We like it.
Look
we
how
love,
much we're learning.
We love this part of it. But all of this is a lot of work. And so when we had to cut something in these last few weeks, this was the one that takes the most time and effort. So we were able to do some of the other things. We were still able to do in-person stuff and some events, and we were still seen. We just weren't heard. You see what I
like
did
what
there?
You did
you
there.
See what I did there?
Shall we start out with the one and only mocktail walk in the country?
I think we
first
should.
First and one and only.
Yes, we are so thankful to Wisconsin AF, Wisco AF.
Wisco.AF.
Yeah.
Wisco. If you're looking for them on Instagram.
Instagram. Wisco.AF. They are led by a tremendous woman named Dusty, and she was so lovely to reach out to us and ask if we wanted to participate in this mocktail walk. And so we did. So we set up a table in her lovely downtown Cambridge establishment, and it was awesome.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to be confused with Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Or Cambridge, England.
Or that. There's so many Cambridges. But no, it was, yeah. So, yes, it was 100 tickets sold out, and then people were like lining up to please be included afterwards. Like, it was amazing.
It's so cool.
It's so cool.
And Cambridge is small.
Cambridge small. Is small, but people had traveled from the Milwaukee area and even north Madison. Of Madison. Yeah. And
it was really
cool.
It was
cool. Awesome.
Got some good PR.
Oh, gosh, yeah. But it was so cool to talk to everybody.
I could not go.
You could not go, which was sad, because I desperately do not like doing these things without her. Like, genuinely,
that's nice.
Isn't it?
It is nice.
Aww. But
then you're just the cock showing up. That's always
and nobody
weird.
Even likes that. No, it is better to do these not solo.
Yeah.
And B, I think we're fun together, and yeah. People, you know, they are excited to see me. They always ask then where the other one is,
where
and
the so, mocktail is.
Yeah. But it was great. Everybody was so sweet. We got such great questions. People were thrilled with our offerings. It was the same night as a nationwide Curious Elixir toast and party. So that was what we had at our table. If we were to do it again, and if I were not solo, I would have done a mocktail mm-hmm. mixer. Like, I would have actually mixed mm-hmm. something that we do, like one of our signatures, because that would have been super fun, and this would have been a perfect venue for that. Yeah. But there was no way that I'm going to be sitting there with a cocktail shaker with 100 people coming through. Like, and they hand you these like cute little things where you have to cross off that they've hit you.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in a space that had, I think, 5 or 6 different mocktails,
oh, that's so cool.
Like different stands where I was, but the whole town was doing it.
It's so, yeah, it was amazing. I could not be there because it was my daughter's birthday. And
yeah. Oh,
she
gosh,
didn't
yeah.
want to come to that with me for her birthday.
That's weird.
I don't know why
yeah.
at 11 years old you wouldn't want to do that.
You wouldn't want to do a mocktail walk. I mean, work a mocktail walk.
Yeah. Work, like, not only come to it, but you'd have to work it.
Yeah.
So I don't understand it, but I had a mother. So
I don't understand it, but like, it is what it is, I guess.
We had a lovely night.
I mean, I talked to you. I sent you pictures, and
but it was
pictures.
Really cool. I mean, if we're talking about like where this is going,
oh,
and the trend itself is just really cool. So, and great job. Huge shout out to Dusty all the
Dusty
people that
incredible.
made that happen. I know she had a team of people and friends
she
that really
did
help her.
Yeah, she had a you with her. Or
the you that wasn't there.
No.
She had somebody with her.
No, like she's got her own cock.
It was all like, oh right, because she's
yeah,
the
yeah.
mock, right?
Yeah.
She had a
yeah,
cock.
And
with her.
Like loved I loved her BFF. Like, it was just amazing people. I loved working with Dusty. I cannot wait to include her in some more stuff that we're
yeah.
doing. And we're genuinely thankful for her including us.
Yeah.
It was a total blast.
Because this can be like a really it's like any business, right? Like
yeah.
we, any business out there, any small business, anybody trying to get started, it can get real competitive, and we're not about that.
No. In fact,
I mean,
most
of the industry is not about that.
Right. But, and Katie actually is probably better about that than I am, and better at reminding me about that, because
there's enough for everybody.
And she says that all the time, mm-hmm. which is not at all obnoxious. Every time she says it. No, it's
the way I say it. Yeah. Not the actual words.
No, right.
I'm
you do
collaboration over competition kind of gal.
Yeah.
I just think that there's enough to go around.
And it's just such a good reminder. Like, we all do better when we all do better, which is usually my response to, there's room enough for everybody.
Yeah.
Because it's true. We all do better when we all do better. And this was a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was so excited. And I'm so excited because like we made connections that night that like now they want to reach out and have more ideas. And everything that has come to us in this sphere has been because of connections that we make at like events.
It's not what you know, it's who you
know. Everything's about who you know. I know. My whole life has been built on that.
Mine too. I really believe that.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, it is all about who you know.
Because who you know, I mean, most of what you know comes from somebody else.
But it is what's super important about that is in order to do that, in order to make that part of it happen, you have to go out into the world.
Yeah.
Like you have to put yourself out there. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I did not want.
I cannot believe you went. Like when you said you were going by yourself, I was like, Jesus, you're not even going to take Drew or anybody. And then when you like really did go by yourself, I was like, wow, she is dedicated, man.
I like that you knew exactly what I was about to say. I did not want to do that. I desperately did not want to go by myself.
And there wasn't even any alcohol to like.
Totally. But worse than that, like, it's not even about, like, I didn't want to go by myself. I didn't know a single person. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one thing to
but
go.
But you came out of there with friends.
Totally.
Like,
because
genuine friends.
Right?
She's like, yeah. Like, somebody that wants to hang out with you. That's amazing. I mean, it's hard to make friends in your 40s, 30s. I'm 40.
The shock when you just said, like, somebody that actually wants to hang out with you.
I mean, besides me. Well, that is the second middle finger of the day. The third, if you're counting mine.
And I am now. No, but I desperately, desperately did not want to go and do this by myself because, like, I didn't know.
Are we going to say the real because, or are you going to make something up?
I'm gonna probably make something up. No, nobody likes to do stuff alone, and nobody likes to do stuff alone with strangers.
No, but we're also expecting when you talk about quitting drinking, you have to do it alone.
Yes, well, and everything
so hard. So,
but getting outside your comfort
zone—that's
the only place you fucking grow.
I know, and look at how much you've grown.
Look,
look it.
Look at it.
Look at
look
it.
At it. You're such a dick.
No, but that's funny.
But it was. It was.
But that's a but great
it was
segue.
Amazing.
It's a great segue into when somebody decides to take a break on a Tuesday, mm-hmm. take a break for a couple days, decide to take a month off, decide to do a fitness challenge and not drink, decide that it's no longer for you and to go on. Many of these things you have to do alone, and it is outside your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And it is.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard.
And we recognize that.
And it's a little bit lonely.
And it's a little bit isolating.
Yep.
And it's a lot scary. But Bridget is here to tell you.
You can do hard things.
You can do hard things.
You can do hard things.
So we love that. Thank you to Dusty and Wisco
AF.
Thank you to Dusty and Wisco.AF. If you're looking for her on Instagram, she's got a really great community started out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be friends. We're going to do stuff together.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited. I'm excited for the relationships that we started building there too, in addition to the ones that we have been all along. But it really was as apprehensive as I was going into something, because in addition to not knowing anyone and going alone, like, you didn't really know what to expect going in.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I think, well, nobody did, right?
Right.
We've never, ever had a mocktail walk in the entire world.
Right.
I mean.
Which, freaking amazing.
It's so cool. It was
so
in
cool.
Wisconsin.
And that
arguably,
it was,
I mean, Wisconsin is a tough one.
Like Wisconsin is a tough one. But to not only have one, to have it fucking sell out, come on.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Let's fucking go.
It's amazing.
It was incredible. And
good job,
I can't
Dusty.
Wait to do it again.
And
thank
friends.
You, Dusty, and your whole team. And genuinely, thank you for making it feel so welcoming.
So
because that changes everything.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some food.
Okay.
Food and drinks. Some deliciousness.
Food and drinks.
So the other event we had in the same week was the Mother's Day brunch at the Deliciouser.
Oh, I love them so much.
We love the Deliciouser so much.
They make me so happy in my heart.
Also at the Deliciouser, is on, they are on Instagram.
Yes. They make all their own spices. We love using them on our drinks. We just love them.
As people, they are the nicest.
They're tops.
Tops.
Tops. Just period.
Best people, best product, best, just best everything. So we had a really cool introduction to them at a different event that was kind of unrelated. Mm-hmm. But again, people just put us in contact with the owners of that place from a different place. And this is the second event we've done with them. And it was amazing. First of all, the Mother's Day brunch was so good.
So good.
It's been so long now that I don't remember what we even had, but it was so good.
It was all very good. I know we had ridiculously good eggs. Mm-hmm. I know that we had
the bread was butter.
There was a butter one. There was a cheese one. It was
like the spreads.
We had pavlova. Everything was spiced to perfection. We did all of the non-alcoholic drinks. So we provided the espresso martinis and a bunch of other Mother's Day type drinks, including our Clasico
Mimosa, which was amazing.
Yep.
We did a gin drink. What did we do for gin? Oh, the gin spritz.
We did a gin spritz. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great. Got to try our hand at a little bartending action. It was fun.
We had a great time. Drew and Dale came with us again.
Yes. Yeah. They've been great tag-alongs to the Deliciouser because they really went out in that relationship.
Yeah.
They get to eat and drink really, really good stuff. But I love making drinks down there. I love making drinks that can pair well with their incredible food. And I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah. And if you're not familiar with the Deliciouser, check them out on Instagram. Thedeliciouser.com is their website. They have lots of cooking classes and they sell their spices. I believe they sell their spices at Willie Street. Whole Foods.
And Metcalf's.
And Metcalf's.
But I think you can go on their website and get them online.
Yeah. So anyway, we're looking forward to seeing them again for sure. Yeah.
Love them.
What else we got? What else did we do in May? I got alpacas.
You got alpacas. Oh,
I did sell the wine bar.
I think that was way to bury the lead there, though. Yeah. Well done, kiddo.
I sold the wine bar.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Where we are recording right now is going to change next month.
This is a big undertaking. Mm-hmm. This is a very big change.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel?
That's a good question.
I thought so too. I've been very excited to ask
on air. Yeah. We opened the wine bar in 2019. It is originally named after its address, 1909. We made it through the pandemic. We have moved through 4 years of successful undertaking with amazing staff all along the way, which I am a firm believer that I just like manifested and cultivated those people right into my lap. And one of them and her husband had expressed interest in purchasing it if we ever got to that point. And just like one day and a weird fit, I just like opened my mouth and I was like, hey, Dale, what do you think about selling 1909? And we were like, he was like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Who? What? It just like came to me and kind of the rest is history. Like I asked Cassie if she was interested. This is the same Cassie that listens to us, but not for a while.
She listens to us occasionally.
Like normal people do. Like she doesn't binge on every single episode, every single week.
Weird.
Weird.
It's fine, I guess.
Oh, Cassie, we love you. So Cassie and her husband, Tyler, are taking over. We're passing the torch. We are keeping the building itself, but Cassie deserves my office. I do love my office, but she deserves it. So we'll be moving operations. But
yes,
Mox and Cox is going to have its own little space for storage excited. And stuff. Bridget means me.
So
Bridget has a really hard time with it. I think Bridget is having a harder time than I am. I will say that this is a really great move for everybody. Change still comes with emotion. And it takes me about 6 months to get used to anything and wrap my heads around my heads.
Both of them?
So many heads. I mean, I do have lots of personalities, so.
There is a real party in there.
Well, there is. Maybe that we'll just keep that.
I was gonna.
I'll just wrap my heads around it. It's just weird. It's weird. It's been an interesting 4 years. I would be lying if I didn't say that this had something to do with me not drinking anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sort of that while it, that isn't the reason that we're selling, but if I didn't say it didn't have something to do with it, it would be a lie. And everybody knows it.
You are not necessarily here as often as you were prior to.
Yes. Right? It's just not where I spend
your time.
My time.
Just, your free time, your chosen time.
Does that mean I don't come here?
No.
Absolutely not. Does it mean I don't like enjoy it when I'm here? It's just I don't spend the majority of my time in bars anymore.
Right.
I just don't.
Yeah. Just a paradigm shift.
Yeah. I just don't do that. So, and like any small family-owned business,
it's a lot of work.
Well, it's a lot of work, but you also have to be sort of the face of it. And I believe that. And Cassie is ready to be the face. And we're super excited for that. And arguably, we'll probably be here more.
Especially when you're not responsible for anything.
Right. I mean, it just, we're just really excited. And I have discovered a lot about myself in the last couple of years. And one of them is that I really do love sort of empowering other women to do the things that they want to do, even though somebody might say, no, you can't. Actually, I can. Right? Like, actually, I can do that. I loved that part about building this place because there were some non-believers and I loved making believers out of them. Mm-hmm. As far as letting it go, it feels good. It feels like the right move. I feel like a builder that I can then pass on. Mm-hmm. I've got some new stuff in the works, right? Like, we'll never be bored. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not going to be bored. I've also been able to take a step back and like, do I need to grind? Do I need to have four businesses running all simultaneously where I'm running all of them and doing operations for all of them? Mm-hmm. And the answer is no. We don't work sick.
Not work sick.
So that is sort of a big deal. It's a big deal. And it's been pretty secretive for about 3 months. We told the public alongside telling our staff. We didn't want the staff to feel like they had to keep a secret. Mm-hmm. So we did that sort of all at the same time on purpose. It's been received really well. We wanted to kind of be in control of the messaging that went out there because, of course, people like to make up stories like, Dale and I are getting divorced, or I've got cancer, or
oh, God.
Whatever. Whatever the case may be.
It's very dark very quickly.
So we just wanted to be ahead of that messaging, and we are really excited for it. So
congratulations. It's very exciting.
I've been waiting for so long for you to say that. Let's talk about how Bridget feels about this.
But enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think about me?
Let's talk about Bridget and how she feels about it.
I feel like
Bridget's a little bit of a change. What is the change?
A phobe?
Bridget is a change-a-phobe. What is the actual word for a change-a-phobe?
I hate change.
Metathesiophobia is a phobia that causes people to avoid changing their circumstances due to being extremely afraid of the unknown. I mean, it could be a more romantic word, but metathesophobia, please go on.
Please. No, I'm very happy for you guys. I am excited for your future endeavors. And I look forward to continuing to
embrace change.
No, that isn't it. No, I look forward to continuing to patronize 1909 under new ownership.
As do I.
It's gonna be great. It's great. It's a great place. It's gonna be fun. Congratulations.
I wish you could see Bridget's face right now. I believe with the all of my heart that you believe that.
I do.
That's not what I mean, though.
I am happy for you. I know you are. I am.
Are you not happy for you? Because there was so much emphasis on you. Good for you, not for me. That was so good. I am happy for you. Not for me.
I am very happy for you. I'm not crying. You're crying. No, I am. I'm genuinely happy for you. Have been very supportive of you in this change.
Yes.
Period. Full stop.
Bridget and I have very different feelings about change.
Yes.
I love it.
But only to an extent, and you still struggle at some point during it.
I'm not saying I don't struggle. I just like the change of scenery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bridget would like to stay in that chair for the rest of her life.
It's a very nice chair.
The chair's coming with, so don't worry.
Don't worry. I'm not leaving my chair here.
Don't worry.
Anyway, I'm excited for you. I look forward to this next chapter.
Me too.
Awesome.
Mox and Cox is not changing.
That being said...
That's a big change. That's coming.
That is a big change.
So that's a great kickoff for season two.
Yeah.
What can you expect from us this season, Bridget?
Way more of this. Trying way more drinks. I think that we are very excited to get back out into the communities. We have been waiting to go to some specific joints for when it got warmer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about that. One of the things that is on our list has been some outdoor breweries that have very, very good non-alcoholic beers. And so we're very mm-hmm. excited to do that. And we are looking forward to continuing to highlight people who are doing it right.
Yeah. There's some places right now that are just a little bit under my skin because they're not doing it right.
And it isn't according that to me, hard, though.
I know.
I mean, it's not even according one to
of
you.
One of the great establishments, two great establishments took away the non-alcoholic beers I loved.
Mm-hmm.
With the answer to that, when I reached out, well, we've replaced it with this. Why? Why can't you have two?
Yep.
Why can't you have two?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
And what do they say?
Oh, that's a good point. Our mm-hmm. summer menu is coming out. We'll talk about it at our meeting.
Cool.
Like, really? You have to cool. have a meeting about this? Or a different place that is even closer and... I want to say more local, but I don't think I can. Took it away and just like took it away.
So there's no options?
I think there's no options right now. And I've also said it to I've been there 3 or 4 times and I've said it to a number of the waitresses like, hey, can you make sure that they know to do this? Crickets.
I'll try.
We're going to find out soon.
I'll try.
Maybe your delivery will be better.
I bet it'll be different.
Right, because it's not you. Yeah.
I bet it'll be different.
We're not throwing people under the bus quite yet, but...
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not today.
Here's a couple of other things that we are going to discuss coming up in episodes. We are in full-on boating, campfire, wedding, graduation... Suns out, guns out season.
Yep.
Yep. Not an easy time of the year to quit drinking if that's on your goal list.
It's not. Well, I mean it's not.
Yeah, there's really no there's really no good time, I guess, because there's holidays and, you know, whatever. Arguably January is the best kind of time, except it also you hate yourself that month. And it's dark and cold.
It's dark and cold. And if you live in a dark and cold place, it's different.
Yeah. But on the flip side,
you can find any reason on any day as to why it's not convenient.
Yes. On the flip side, there's so much more to do in the summer.
Totally.
Besides drink.
Totally.
And with options, you can still do all the same things.
Yeah. You can still do a patio pounder without alcohol.
For sure.
Like you
it's
can.
Just as fun.
Just as fun. You can still
arguably
do live music.
Even more fun. So you don't even wake up hungover the next day. When it's nice out at 5:30 in the morning, you can go for a walk.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why you try to put your 5:30 a.m. bullshit wake-up calls on other people like that.
Fine. You can go for a walk at 5:30 p.m. if you want.
Let people be. Why are you pushing your beliefs on people like your 5:30 wake-up bullshit?
I don't know what to say to that.
Mornings are better. Anyway,
if you want to be a night owl, it's fine. Then you have to do the nighttime thing or the morning things at nighttime.
Yeah, you do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah. I take all of my walks after 5 p.m.
You do?
I do.
Who does that? That's stupid. It's not stupid. It's great. I just don't know how people do that.
The only problem that I have with it. Right. Anyway, the only problem that I have with it, and this is a really, really, people will probably come at me for this one. I mean,
you have the editing power. So.
I don't like, no, I'm owning it.
Okay.
I do all of my walks after 5 o'clock because I work until five with a very, like it's a structured thing that I don't currently control. But I don't like that I don't get enough sun after 5 p.m.
Yeah.
That's my biggest problem with it.
Oh, you mean like sun, like tan?
Yep.
Oh. Who's going to come at you?
People.
The dermatologists that we have? Dermatology followers that we have?
Yeah. Yeah, the derms.
Well, the derms can send you some free goddamn sunscreen then. Did you hear that, derms? I will give you our address. DM us so you can send us some free, send Bridget some free sunscreen that's good after 6 p.m. I mean, I kind of get that. I like the sun. I'm going to walk this afternoon. It's 90 degrees out.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. You know where I would like to go?
Yeah.
The Union.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Do they have any non-alcoholics?
Let's find out. There's only one way to find out.
Does anybody know?
I actually don't. I haven't been down there yet this season.
I haven't either.
I think
we should definitely have lunch there.
Hell yeah.
Maybe they've gotta have a non-alcoholic beer down there, don't you think? They've got to.
They've got to. Or they've got a nice, you know, sarsaparilla. A sprite.
A
root and tootin' root beer.
1919 at least.
At least. Dads.
Oh, it feels good to be back on here, huh?
Does.
Yeah.
Does.
Toes.
All right. Here's your hook.
Where can you find us, Bridget?
You can find us at Mox and Cox on Instagram, at mox.cox on Facebook. You can listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts or iHeartRadio. You can find our website at moxandcox.com, and there you will find a tab for all the blue light specials where we have very conveniently combined all of our coupon codes for your ease of use, and you can check out our subscription boxes.
Good job. That like rolled off your tongue like Dorothy through the tornado. I'm going to rattle off a few coupons we have.
Okay, do that.
Because it's kind of amazing.
Do it.
And we've got some new ones. So we tried today Blind Tiger. They gave us a 15% off and free shipping coupon code. It's going up on our website today. Joyous just sent us a 10% off, which if you haven't tried Joyous, it's wine. The rosé is delicious. Like the flat rosé is really good. It's a little pricey. They gave us a 10% off coupon. It's 10%. I mean, but it's not 25% like Rituals is.
Right. But some of those are, I mean, 25% is absolutely mind blowing. Right. That is so significant on these expensive bottles of spirits.
Yeah. Athletic Brewing, also 20%. If you use coupon code Catherine R, KATHRYNR, which nobody calls me Catherine except Dale and Athletic Brewing, What else we got out there? Clean Company for the rum and the apple vodka is mm-hmm. so good.
Mm-hmm. God, I love that.
Yeah, yeah, we do. We need another bottle of that.
We do.
The rum.
Oh, yeah.
Groovy?
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a bunch out there, so you should go on. Check it out. We're going to keep trying to get coupon codes for you guys.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep sharing it to our socials.
We love saving money.
Bridget especially loves saving money.
Very much. Very
you know
much.
What we're trying to save up for Bridget is for her to be able to afford to go play Whistling Straits.
That is such a specific thing, but all right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's
we
do
only
it.
Have to save $400, so.
We can do it.
We can do it.
We can do it.
We are so happy to be back. We're happy you're listening. Thank you. A follow, a subscribe, a review.
It
goes
huge.
A long way
yep.
for us. So if you feel so inclined, if your spirit moves you, if your spirit moves you.
If the spirit moves you.
That would be great. Otherwise, we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.